şey türlenir in the ocean, in the sea. There's a, where is my needle? 100,000 godly fishes, not normal fishes. 100,000 of them came out, each carrying a golden needle that, Sheikh, take this needle sent from heart. How do you feel about this miracle? I don't like it very much. Somehow. Yes? Now listen.
He turned his face toward him and said to him, O Emir, is the kingdom of the heart better or such a despicable kingdom? This is the outward sign. This is nothing. Wait till you enter the inward. See. From the garden they bring to town a branch. How should they carry thither the garden and orchard?
Mm-hmm. This is the point that Rumi has in mind, and we say it again in different situations. Excuse me, I feel good because I visited this garden. And there is no way that I bring the garden to you to show it to you. The only thing I could do, I took a rose from that garden to show it to you, because the smell could lead you to that garden. Because if you want to enjoy the garden, you have to go to the garden. This spiritual space I'm talking about, I experience it, but it's not carryable or showable. I will give you one branch, one flower of one kind of happiness, because we talked about it. Smell is a very good guide when you cannot see this stuff and you are very far. Yes, when you get closer, you will feel, you will see, then get closer, you could touch, blah, blah, all of that. But it starts with the smell. So I brought you a rose. I could only give you a sample of that joy, that's all. Because I'm not supposed to deliver it to you. Yes?
Especially a garden whereof this heaven is one leaf. Nay, that is the kernel, and this world is as the husk. You are not stepping on towards that garden. Seek more scent and get rid of ruin.
The problem is you're sick, so you don't smell this. I brought you the rose, but you look at it, it doesn't smell to you. Oh, do something for that. Go and get some help, some medicine to cure your smell, because that's the help. Because when you smell, then the good smell of the flower could lead you to there. If you don't, you don't, period. So, first of all, concentrate on your smelling. Does it? Because the smelling is just a feeling. It's not the judgmental thinking. Sometimes it feels good. You don't know what the smell is, but feels good sometimes. Feels rotten. That's what the smell is all about. And this stuff you're talking about, you have to smell it. And remember that in Persian language, when we want to say you don't know zilch about this stuff, we'll say you haven't even sniffed it. You don't have the smell of this stuff. Means you're dumb, you don't know anything. Because that's the first kind of knowledge you get. When you don't have, that means you're dumb. Bui naburdi means you're out of it. Yes?
In order that that scent may draw your soul, in order that that scent may become the light of your eyes, for the scent's sake, Joseph, son of Jacob, the prophet, said, cast upon my father's face. For this scent's sake, Ahmad constantly said in exhortations, in the ritual prayer is the delight of my eye.
You see, you started at the simple stuff, the magic. And you haven't hit the magic, the real magic yet. This was a part that I don't like. because it's very glorious. The real magic is when the sheikh will say, "And the golden one, where is mine?" One fish will come and will bring his own simple, not golden nickel. He will take that one because the gold was good for Amir. He doesn't give a damn about goldness. What's the difference when you're sawing if your nickel is gold or not? So, that miracle. After miracle, you start to say, now here is Rumi. From his judgment, first of all, he said, do you remember, he said, dig all the signs, because the sign will tell you something is coming. Here he said, all these signs you were talking about, Mr. Amir, these are nothing, because they are superficial. You have to look inside. Let's talk about inside. To lead your inside to somewhere, they could bring one flower from that garden for you. Because the only thing I can and I may is to provoke that sense in you. Can I push you towards that? If I can, may I? I may not. Well, if I may push you to the best of you, why should I do it? God will do it. And why he didn't do it? That is the point. It's your chance and your choice. I don't have to push you, and I'm not choosing for you. When you choose, the only thing I could bring you something that you smell. If you have a problem in here, go do something about it. Yes?
The five senses are linked with one another. All these five have grown from a sublime root.
Do you remember this five stuff? Anyone who doesn't remember? Because that was the key, we talked about it. First day, book 2, right? Rumi talked about it. He said, oh, these five senses, animal ones. These are nonsense. Throw them away. There are another five. We talked about those fives. And even over there, we talked about them being related. There is no separation. And they are one by one. You cannot jump. It started from one thing and level by level went deeper and deeper and deeper. Remember? It started with the common sense, means it started with the stuff that without proving I could give it to you and you don't ask for the proof. You understand? Yeah, this is good. Then it was imagination. Then from imagination, illusion. Then after that, not thinking, controlling the thought, leading the thought, fikr and zikr. Remember, when I control it and lead it, do this. And after these four, the fifth one was? Aql. Yeah, Aql Kulli. Here, he again will say, these five, they are connected like this, and somehow they work like one. Because this inner one, they go towards the heart and they belong to the heart. So they are one, practically. Yes?
The strength of one becomes the strength of the rest. Each one becomes a cupbearer to the rest.
Just opposite of natural senses. In natural senses, when one of your senses is not strong, it will help the other one. Because the brain, which is supposed to be used by this, is useless, the other neighbor will use it, will grab it. So, if you're blind, you hear better. Here is exactly the opposite. The weakness doesn't help. The strength helps. Each feeling of you will become stronger. The totality is stronger. You improve your imagination. You improve your common sense, that's the must, first one. You improve your imagination, everything is improved. You improve your illusion, everything. You improve your figure and zikr, everything is improved. Because at the end, your real Aql is improving with all of this. Because they belong to one main stuff. Remember this. Over there, you have to be careful not to work on one of them. This is something that in art school they will talk about. And they say, do not concentrate on one of your feelings, one of your senses. You have to use them all. Because if one is very strong, the others will remain below the average. Here, opposite. Improve each of them you could. Everything will be improved because they are interconnected. Yes?
Seeing with the eye increases love. Love increases penetration in the eye. Penetration becomes the awakening, every sense. Perception becomes familiar to the senses.
You see, he connected it, yes, translation, almost, but almost, because here where he put them all together. First, the strength of one will add to the strength of the rest. Vision of eyes will increase the love. Love will increase honesty. And honesty will awaken all the other senses. Because the senses, they will be used to the accompaniment of this zob. Do you remember the zob? Oh, no, of course not. When I was talking about the beginning of this book, before everything else, he was explaining something. Do you remember? He explained that there is a limit to everything, there is size to this and that, but except there are these fellows that God will give them limitless. And at the end he added some Arabic word over there. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُزِرْ لَمْ يُدِرْ. Means if you don't have the taste, you will not get it. Here again comes back to that taste. Because zawq, which means all the artistic potentialities, is the neighbor of taste, really. Because in all these improvements, artistic improvement about the beauty, you have to increase your taste. To have the taste to be the connoisseur, right? Here he will say, this is how it works. Your eye should see, when you have a good vision, the love will increase. When love is increased, your honesty will be there. And the honesty will start to feed all other senses. Then you will have the taste, inshallah. Okay, the beginning of Gnostic illumination. We'll let this for next year, inshallah. Next Iranian year. Then we'll talk about this. You see, he's preparing you to bring it to what? To the moment that, what is the beginning point? He made all these points. Here he will start to say, how does it start enlightenment? When you're working on it, how does it happen? We'll leave that for next time, inshallah. Let's hear his non-Jewish stuff. گنگ زفتی کودکی را یافت فرد زرد شد کودک زبین قصد مرد گفت ایمن باش ای زیبای من که تو خواهی بود بر بالای من اگر حولم مخنستان مرا همچو اشتر برنشین میرن مرا صورت مردان و معنی این چنین از برون آدم در اون دیو لعین آن دهل را مانی ای زفت چعاد که برو آن شاخ را می گفت باد روبهی اشکار خود را باد داد بهر تبری همچو خیک پرزباد چون ندیدن در دهل او فربهی گفت خوکی به از این خیک توی روبهان ترسند زواز دهل آقلش چندان زند که لا تاول یک سواری با سلاح و بس مهیب می شدم در بیشه و رسم نجیب.